This is Scott Becker with Becker's Healthcare, and we're thrilled to have you join us today. We've got as a special guest today, Mike Harbor, the founder of Harbor Resources. Mike, take a moment and introduce yourself.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for inviting me on to your podcast. I'm Mike Harbor with Harbor Resources, Little Rock, Arkansas. Scott, I'm an executive director and founding partner of the John Maxwell team, and we help leaders and companies build better leaders, build better cultures of excellence, and that's what we're trying to do, our mission every day.
Thank you very much. And what's the very core of what you do with executives? And tell us about the John Maxwell connection.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, Scott, is just really advising leaders, advising senior-level executives on how to communicate their vision, how to communicate their message, really transmuting that to the rest of the organization and helping them understand where they are going. So I really kind of help executives think differently, believe differently about how they're doing leadership. I believe that everything we do is kind of driven by our habit, the old ways of what it may have worked in the past. So I'm really trying to help leaders kind of think outside the box, think about communication differently, think about culture differently. You know, and John's considered one of the top leadership gurus in the world. He's getting ready to release his 105th book. And so John's really about value-based leadership, adding value to your employees who in turn will add value to you. And so I get the opportunity to partner with John and use John's philosophy and in the work that I do with different healthcare organizations around the country.
Fantastic. When you see a leader that's performing well, in a nutshell, what's that leader doing?
I think great leaders, Scott, are performing, are communicating well. I mean, the leaders who perform at the highest level have the best ability to communicate their vision, communicate about the culture. They're keepers of the culture. They understand that culture is everything. Culture eats everything for lunch. So it must be cultivated all the time. It must be kept in front of the team on a daily basis. And so the great leaders are communicating that in some way differently every single day so that they're not robotic, but they're really communicating about the culture and vision and what we're striving for, especially in our current healthcare environment. You know, when change is rapid and there are new people entering and the marketplace and there are people exiting, you know, where hospitals are really struggling. So it's those leaders who can communicate vision and culture to really drive performance in their organizations. Those are ones that are doing it well.
And what holds leaders back? What's the flip side of that question? What holds leaders back from doing well?
That's a great question, Scott. I think number one is probably just a doubt in their message, you know, not doubting where the industry is going, doubting how to communicate that message of inspiration when there's a lot of change going on. Maybe there's a lot of fear of that change within their people, within their organization. And so the leaders who kind of doubt their ability to communicate, inspire, I think that's one of the greatest things that holds leaders back. And then not learning to try to do new things, but trying to do the same thing over and over and over again. I mean, we certainly know what the definition of that is, right? It's that ego of I've always done it this way. This has worked for me in the past. And not being willing to kind of step outside the box, communicate a different way or try some new things. I think that's what I see more than anything, Scott, is just that inability to change is probably what holds leaders back the most.
So we've talked a lot about leaders, about vision and communication skills and how important that communication is. And also the old adage, if you're showing doubt to your team and don't have clarity about where you're going in communication and culture, you have challenges. And it's a real challenging and interesting issue as to when you show doubt, when you don't show doubt, but a fascinating issue in discussion. Switching to yourself personally, How do you keep yourself focused and motivated? How do you stay at it and keep on trying to be the best leader and the best coach that you can be?
You know, I think we have to all be purpose-driven. I think it was Rick Warren wrote a book called Purpose Driven Life years ago. And you know, for me, it's just being about purpose driven every day. I literally start my day by rereading my mission and purpose for myself. What am I all about? What do I want to do? Who do I want to impact? What do I want to change? And so I have to remind myself on a daily basis why I do what I do. Because, you know, quite honestly, I mean, as an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, this can be a lonely job sometimes, and it can be you know, I'm dealing with people, I'm dealing with personalities, and that could be a challenge sometimes. And I need to continually reread my purpose. Why am I doing what I'm doing? And for me, that's to really transform the way leadership is delivered in the healthcare industry. So a constant and daily review of my goals and that purpose for myself is what I try to do, Scott.
Thank you. And goal setting, are you a regular goal setter? Some people are, some people aren't. There's great studies on this. Yourself, goal setter or not goal setter?
Absolutely. I set goals for myself every single year. You know, I'm one of those, the last couple of weeks of every single year, I do a lot of reflection on the year that is ending. And then I do a lot of dreaming about, you know, the next 12 months to come. And so I set goals typically for 12 months in advance, but I'm also looking at multi-year. You know, what do I want? Where do I want to be in 2 years, 5 years from now? But I think the most important thing that I do, Scott, and this is where I also help leaders, is take that, you know, that 1 year, 2 year, 3 year plan and then break it down into daily goals, because it's the daily goal. It's those little things that I need to do today that are going to compound their way toward my success, toward the overall bigger goals that I do. So not only am I a yearly or you know, multi-year goal setter, I'm also a daily goal setter. So at the beginning of every day, when I'm reading that purpose statement, my goals that I mentioned earlier, I'm also looking at, okay, what are the 2, 3, 4 things I need to do today to move me forward toward my bigger purpose, toward my bigger goal? Because it's that compound effect that eventually, it's kind of like investing, right? I mean, if I invest a little bit every single day, by the end of the year, I'm going to achieve the bigger dream, the bigger goals that I have for myself. So that's what I do personally, Scott.
Where do you see your business a year and 2 years from now or so? Where do you see yourself at a couple years from now?
Yeah, thank you for asking that, Scott. Growing, you know, I'm growing. I want to continue to grow. I do a lot of work on my own, as mentioned, as a solopreneur. And as a coach and a trainer and speaker on the topics of healthcare and, I mean, leadership and healthcare and culture, you know, and employee engagement. Right now, what I do is a lot of outsourcing. You know, when I've got a client that needs multiple people in, so I'll bring in maybe other John Maxwell team members to help me do the work in those larger organizations. But for me, you know, my dream, Scott, I admire what you're doing, but in this industry, I admire the Studer Group and what, you know, Quint Studer was able to do. So kind of that's my big dream. You know, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, can I build a business like Quint Studer built? So I'm working toward that goal. I'm working toward that dream. And I want to continue to just make a larger impact on the healthcare industry as a whole and transform leadership and the way it's delivered in this industry. Because I believe, Scott, that's really what's going to make a difference in that. It's not necessarily reform. We gotta reform our leadership, not reform in the way healthcare is delivered, but the way leadership is delivered, so people are more engaged in the delivery of healthcare as a whole to the community, to the world that we serve.
Thank you, Mike. Mike, it's always a pleasure talking to you. I always come away inspired and motivated and ready to refocus myself and recenter myself. And I hope our leaders are as well. I think you're a terrific coach, a terrific person. And so really thankful for you joining us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you for inviting me in.